This is the Hooligan Hour with your host, Brock Baker.
Welcome to the Hooligan Hour podcast. I am your host, Brock Baker, a.k.a. the Cash Money Hooligan, a.k.a. the Money Weight, a.k.a. the Shiner Brock Junkie. Shameless plugs all around, folks. And on this voyage with me is my dude with the tude, Johnny Bedlam, also known as Johnny CrossFit, CrossFit Jesus. All of the fun stuff, and we are coming to you straight from the UFO. What's up, Johnny? Are you awake today? You look like you're in pain.
A little.
Why is this?
Happy birthday,
spit
Johnny.
It out.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
What?
Yeah.
It was your birthday.
Yeah, actually.
Oh my goodness.
Yesterday, I turned 21. So, there was a lot of celebrating. And
was there alcohol involved?
I'm not going to disclose.
You look ill.
I'm not going to disclose any of the information, but let's just say that I'm going to be feeling it for a while.
As you should.
Yeah. But I'm Johnny Bedlam, also known as Johnny Ray Sissel, and what's it, CrossFit?
You know what? Skip all of that, Johnny.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners where they can find you on social media, if you can spit it out.
Okay. Let's see. You can find me at Bedlam Johnny on Twitter. And oh my God. Oh man.
I'm gonna go get you some water,
yeah.
Maybe a Gatorade.
Maybe we're in a spaceship,
right,
so it's gonna be hard to get that. But
well, dang it.
Yeah, Bedlam Johnny on Twitter and Bedlam Johnny 1 on Instagram. I'm gonna try and get through this this episode as best I can. Well, thankfully, I don't give out my Snapchat. Otherwise, people would just be like, "Oh my God, what was wrong with Johnny last night?" Like,
exactly.
Johnny was just all over the place, man. Sorry.
Excuse you.
I'm so sorry. But
so rude.
Yeah, I apologize, Brock.
It's okay.
I try to be as professional as I possibly can.
You know what? I give you a pass. It's your birthday, 21. You only get one of those.
Yeah.
I can live with it, but I'm going to need you to pull it together just a little bit.
Okay.
And hooligans, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at CM Hooligan. That is CMH00LIGAN. CM Hooligan across Instagram and Twitter. Facebook, don't try it. If you're creepy, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
You are listening to episode 13 of the Hooligan Hour podcast. On this week's episode, myself and Hungover Johnny will review some Joe Rogan stand-up comedy, specifically Rogan's view on professional wrestling. We'll talk politics in pro wrestling, and we'll roll out a new fresh edition of Yes or No. We'll also have Leon West on the program. He is a sports insider and fellow podcaster, so we'll get into some NBA talk, maybe some LeBron James talk, might even talk a little bit of football. You'll hear it all right here on the Hooligan Hour podcast. So join us. And if you need a ride aboard our flotilla leader, that is the Bobo UFO, all you got to do is ask, and we will be more than happy to pick your ass up.
Oh my God, Brock.
Now,
stop yelling, please.
Let's dive right in. All right, hooligans, we are back. And we're back with Mr. Hungover Johnny.
I'm not hungover.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. No.
Do not lie to me. So, Johnny, tell me about your Thanksgiving. And then I want to hear some more about this birthday.
Oh, no.
This little 21st birthday of yours.
Oh, well, Well, the Thanksgiving was okay. The Thanksgiving was okay. I went home. Had some bird, some turkey. I had this killer sweet potato casserole. Yeah, that was killer. There was also, let's see, a lot of pie.
Clarify or elaborate on that.
It was actually pecan pie.
Oh, pecan.
Pecan pie,
okay.
Yeah.
So not poontang.
No, hey.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Watch it.
I'm sorry. Man. We're trying to transition from it, you know, an
good
adult.
Good Lord. Yeah, show. Okay.
Bad.
You want to get some sponsors on this show? Let's keep
it's a
fair PG.
Point. A spare point.
All right. But yeah, there's a lot of pie. I saw two movies that week. I went and saw Instant Family with my brother on Thanksgiving night.
Is that with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a good movie. It was pretty good. It was a nice little feel-good movie. Then on Saturday, my whole family went to go see Creed, the new Creed movie. That was, you know, it was good.
Please, no spoilers.
No.
I haven't seen it.
No spoilers. It was, oh, man. I freaking feel like Michael B. Jordan right now because my head is just...
Is that a spoiler?
No. I mean,
it's
a boxing movie.
Room, yeah.
So, yeah. But no, the movie was okay. There's a lot of, like, without spoiling it, there's a lot of similarities between, like, Rocky IV and Rocky II. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is like now he's like a family man and whatnot. And, you know, that's in the trailer. So it's like,
right.
He has to deal with all that, and then he has to deal with Drago.
And his kid.
They kind of show also, like, Drago's side of the story, where the Russians are like, you need to win this fight.
It's an excellent impersonation.
You need to win this fight, or else, you know, we banish you or something. But no, it was okay, you know. I still like the first one better. Was it better than Rocky IV? No, because Rocky IV single-handedly ended the Cold War. And, yeah. You know, it's a staple of my childhood, and I teared up more when Rocky was on the screen than when Michael B. Jordan was on the screen, just because, you know, it's Rocky Balboa, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm scared at some point he's going to pop up on that screen and he's not going to come back.
Yeah.
And that thought is always in the back of my mind, like, man, this might be the last time I see Rocky, like, in a movie, and yeah. That thought frightens the hell out of me.
Well, I'm sure.
But, no, I mean, yeah, and then, you know, Black Friday was there, and I didn't do too much. I went out Thursday night for Black Friday. I got some khakis on sale from American Eagle for, like, $30. I was
nice.
Like, yeah. Yeah, and they're, like, the stretch fit, so it's, like,
okay.
Nice and comfy. I got some new... Chucks, some Chuck Taylors for about $40.
40?
Yeah.
Ah,
steel.
Dude.
Steel. And then I got some socks that rep. I don't want to yell it. Fuck it. I'll yell it.
Wu-Tang! In the house.
Yeah. Some Wu-Tang Clan socks. They got cream on the toes. And then they got the little emblem on, like, the ankle part.
Okay.
And then you put your feet up and it puts the 36, which is for, like, the 36 chambers of death.
Yeah.
And
naturally.
Like, I was like, yeah, man, I'll get those socks. And they were like $20, but I was like, it's worth it. I've been getting into Wu-Tang Clan recently and I've just been like, man, these guys are, like, really good. You know, I wish I was alive in the 90s.
Well, I mean, you were just.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Not for all the good stuff.
Yeah, I know. I miss, like, I wanted to experience, like, Nas and Wu-Tang, Tribe Called Quest, the Spice Girls.
Who is your favorite Spice Girl? Let me just throw that out real quick.
I guess Posh, right? That's Victoria Beckham, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Seems to be 90% of everyone's
Posh Spice,
favorite.
What is it? Sporty Spice? Sporty, or Baby Spice? Which one was the blonde one? Baby Spice?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay. I'll take Posh and Baby.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's the Spice Girls.
Maybe I have recency bias, but Mel B is a judge on America's Got Talent
yeah.
now. Dude, I don't know why, but for whatever reason.
She's Scary Spice, right?
Yeah. Okay. And she piques my interest.
So there's Scary, Sporty, Baby, Ginger, and Posh. How do I know that?
Because you're a pop culture jukebox, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Are you forgetting who you are?
I'm sorry,
Johnny
man.
Bedlam. Damn it.
I'm sorry. Hedonism, man. It got to me.
So I want to hear about this 21st birthday. You don't have to divulge everything, but I want to hear a little bit about it.
Okay. Let's see. Well, my head really hurts from it.
Clearly.
Yeah. And I feel like at any second I might, you know, step away from this mic and step closer to a trash can. But
I would prefer that you do.
Or maybe I'll just open the door to the UFO and just puke all over everybody outside.
There you go.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
but no, yeah, it was, I mean, you know, 21st birthday. I had all my buddies there. We went to San Marcos and we had a nice little dinner at the Pluckers in San Marcos. I got the gut grenade, which is like a big old burger with a bunch of stuff on it. And then it comes with a 32-ounce domestic beer. And so I ate...
That's prime right
ate
there.
And drank all of it, right? And so I'm full. I'm full. And then, you know, my buddies are like, hey, it is your 21st birthday. And I'm like, ah, damn it. It is my 21st birthday. And safe to say, you know, it got really like, oh yeah, it is my 21st birthday. And then, you know, one thing led to another, yada yada yada, boom. Here I am. And
boom.
then Brock,
here you are.
Brock found me, he beamed me up, and I'm doing the show now. So,
well, I'm proud of you for pulling it together.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. Trying my best, Brock.
Well, there you go. That's all I can ask for is effort.
Mm.
So I'm proud of you. Just hey, just hold the door open. Get it out if you got to.
Okay.
So I think we're just going to go ahead and jump out to a quick break. That way Johnny can do his thing. I don't need any of our listeners hearing Johnny and his bodily or whatever the,
oh,
you know.
Man, don't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was too much. But let me go ahead and set up what we got coming up for you. We have our yes or no segment after the break. We'll also have Leon West in to talk some NBA later on, so make sure you listen up for that. Stay locked in.
This is the Hooligan Hour with your host, Brock Baker.
Brock Baker.
Welcome back to the Hooligan Hour podcast. I'm Brock Baker. He's hungover Johnny Bedlam. And now we're going to get into our second edition of Yes or No. For those of you who have not heard our Yes or No segment, allow me to break it down for you. 2 to 3 alternating questions will be directed towards myself or hungover Johnny, with the response being either for or against a certain topic, replying with a simple yes or no before providing their take on said topic. Each member will have 60 seconds to complete their take or else they will get the Mr. McMahon, you're fired, drop. Yeah. Now that we know the rules, let's get started, shall we, hungover Johnny?
Yeah, okay.
Question number one. The Lion King live-action remake will not only shatter the original's records, but it will, in fact, be the better movie. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
No?
Yes, no.
Well, why?
Well,
why no?
Well, the thing is, Brock, you put two questions into that one question. So...
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes to the first one and no to the second one, because I think a live action movie will trump an animated movie and everybody's going to want to see
at
it
the
because,
box office.
Yeah. And you have the nostalgia of like, oh, it's the Lion King. Yeah. And then, you know, like, Oh, little kids, oh my God, it's the Lion King. And then old people, like, hey, it's the Lion King, you know? And then, so all that you get all the demographics, right? And then, you know, they'd be like, oh, money. And, I don't think it's going to be better than the original, because the original's, you know, a classic, man. Like, from the soundtrack to the story, like, it's the same movie. Like, it's the same movie, okay? But I know that they got all these cool voices. They got freaking James Earl Jones and Beyonce and Donald Glover. But, you know, it's, I don't think it's going to be a bad movie.
Fair enough.
All right.
Hit me with your first question, Johnny.
Okay. We're going to talk a little football.
Oh, football, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hit me with it.
So, Brock, currently the Houston Texans are on a 8-game yes. winning streak.
That is correct.
My question is simple.
Could be 9 after, because we're recording this prior
could
to...
Could be 9, my question, could Brock be. Baker. God, my question is...
Excuse me.
Will the Texans make it to 10 straight victories?
The Houston Texans will not make it to 10 straight victories. They played really well in this stretch, Johnny. But here's my problem with the Houston Texans. They have not played anybody at all. They haven't beat anyone. You know, I'll give them a little bit of credit. The defense is firing on all cylinders. Deshaun Watson's playing fairly well. DeAndre Hopkins, in my opinion, is the best wide receiver in the National Football League. They also picked up Demaryius Thomas. He's pretty solid. Lamar Miller's, he's really stepped up his game, but I don't think that, you know, I don't think that he's going to be able to have a full season's worth of the production he's been able to give out this NFL season. The offensive line has improved. In short, they're not going to get the 10 wins. That's my final verdict.
58. Nice job, Brock.
Yeah. I didn't get the real, you know, I could talk all day about football,
Football. I can only talk so long about the Lion King. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. So you have something against the Lion King.
I don't have anything. See, there you go again, putting words in my mouth. And I'm not in the mood to deal with you putting words in my mouth right now, Brock.
Pulling your leg a little bit. Question number 2, Hungover Johnny. Mm-hmm. Newly formed independent pro wrestling events such as All In and Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager have sparked talks of a new promotion that could compete with the WWE. Are we witnessing the beginning of a renaissance in the world of professional wrestling? Yes or no?
No. Mostly because the renaissance has already begun.
Okay, fair enough.
It started with the rise of New Japan and the rise of streaming services like Fight, like Honor Club, Japan World. All of these streaming services were able to take wrestling and distribute it to a broader audience, which caused more people to get eyes on the products and more people to come start tuning in to any type of wrestling shows. That's why companies like Evolve, WWN, Progress, all these different companies that you may have never even heard of like 4 years ago are starting to come to prominence. And it's really like the wrestling renaissance, if you want to say the boom period, it began maybe 2 years ago. But the whole Jericho Jim Ross promotion idea, that might be where the renaissance reaches its peak. And it might just go up from there.
Is that it for you?
Yes, that's it.
So got you at 57 seconds.
Uh-huh.
All fair points.
Yeah.
Hit me with your final question, Johnny.
Okay, Mr. Baker. You and I both have ink on our skin, right?
Right.
So my question here is, should someone be... not refused, but be looked at differently for a job position based on things like piercings, tattoos, hair, etc. 60 seconds. Go.
This is a really hard one to answer. God. I was just so sorry, Hungover Johnny. You know, I hate to play devil's advocate here, but it's kind of a yes and no answer. Because let's say you want to be in corporate, right, Johnny? And let's say you got always tired underneath your eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
Your eyelids.
That's
not going to work in that environment.
Yeah.
It's just not. I don't even need to go in too far in depth with that. That's just common sense. It's not, you know, it doesn't fly. Now, if you are working in, I don't know, retail, I don't see a huge problem with it if the company doesn't have a problem with it. You know, I have tattoos on my arms, but they're I can easily cover them up. That is intentional. I don't prefer to have, why does this always happen to me? I'm always up against the clock.
Oh, 5 seconds, Brock.
You know what? I'm not even going to let y'all have this one. That's just going to be the end of my take. Yeah, 59.53. Y'all ain't getting me this
cheater.
Week. I'm a heel, damn it.
Oh.
It's what I do.
Yeah.
To quote the infamous Mark Henry.
Infamous?
Yeah, I'd say he's infamous. Like in the wrestling sense.
Okay. Okay.
Wait. I'm just going to keep talking.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
I know this is what we're supposed to do on the show, but bro, take it easy.
Okay.
Por favor.
My apologies, hungover Johnny.
Choto mati kudasai, please.
That was a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, I could divulge a little bit more into that. I could get a little bit more in depth.
Sure. But yeah, like when I came up with the question, I just remember my brother, you know, who recently retired from the Air Force, he has a tattoo on his upper back. Just one. He just has one. But my mom always told me, like, he has that one, and if he ever wanted to get into the Secret Service, he couldn't. Because, you know, people who try to assassinate, you know, the president and whatnot, they can use that tattoo as like a mark.
Yes.
And then they can target you because of the mark that you have. So stuff like that. I was like, well, this is an interesting question. Brock's got a military background. He also has a bunch of tattoos. Like, let's ask him what his take on it is.
No, I thought it was a great question. But the problem is, as I said, it's kind of a yes or no question, answer, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Either way, either side of the fence that you're on. It's yes or no, because it's different for every or different scenarios. So, like your brother.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't have certain markings on your body because, to your point, that could be a very, very big problem.
If people are trying to kill you, targeting
you. But, I mean, if you're working at Hot Topic, I don't have an issue
Hot Topic
with you having markings on your face. In fact, I welcome it because if I go to Hot Topic, I want to see some people that look like they should work at Hot Topic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if I'm going to go to, let's say, the corporate offices of AT&T.
Yes.
I don't necessarily want to see people with huge gauges, tattoos all over their face, all over their hands, what have you. Because it just doesn't fit the environment.
Yep.
But me personally, in someone's personal lives, I have no issue. You look the way that you want to look. If you want tattoos on your face, hit me up. I'll pay for your tattoo on your face. Not really. But I wanted to tease people.
Don't give anybody ideas, Brock. We're going to get emails and we're going to get texts. And then they'll be like, hey, can you pay for my face tattoos? Because, oh my God, I heard that Brock Baker was giving out free face tattoos.
Hey, if they get my signature on anywhere on their body, I would pay for it.
Oh.
I absolutely would. Wow. Or get my Instagram and Twitter handle somewhere on their body. Yeah.
Yeah, you just better not change
it. I'll throw 50 bucks on that. It's an investment, you know? It's branding.
Nice.
It's almost
literal branding.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, literal. Yeah, there you go.
Wow, look at you moving up in the world, man.
It's an everyday occurrence.
Yep.
Johnny.
Just keep climbing that ladder, kid.
Yep. But we are going to get out to a quick break so Johnny can go puke some more.
Yeah.
He's looking very ill over here.
I'm getting better.
Are you? Are you now?
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm proud of you.
You know what might get me a little fired up?
What's that?
Talking about this Joe Rogan son of a bitch.
Which we are going to do after we get done with Mr. Leon West.
Okay, all right.
We're going to get through We're going to get through with Leon West, talk some NBA, maybe some LeBron James.
That'll give me some time.
Might even ask him about the Cleveland Browns, who are making some waves, kind of. So, yeah, stay locked in for that, hooligans. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Hooligan Hour podcast. I'm Brock Baker. Joining us on the program this week, all the way from Southern California, he is the host of the Rapid Fire podcast, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, and now contributor to the Hooligan Hour podcast, as well as an NBA 2K aficionado, Leon West. What's going on, my man?
I'm good, man. How you doing yourself, man? How about yourself?
Living the dream, living the dream. Go ahead and plug your social media for us, Leon.
You can go ahead and find me at Rapid Fire with Leon West on Facebook. Find me at Leon Devon Sports on Instagram. The podcast is on SoundCloud, The Leon West Show, and also on iTunes and Google Play. Look up The Leon West Show.
Let's get right to it, Leon. LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers have been on an up-and-down roller coaster to start off the first quarter of the 2018 NBA season. The youth on this team is on a much shorter leash than in seasons past. How does this Los Angeles Lakers team proceed behind LeBron? Should the offense completely go through LeBron, or does he in fact need to adjust to this young core? Go ahead.
I think for LeBron, LeBron never has to adjust. Everybody should have to adjust to LeBron. I mean, that's the reason you brought him there. The right. problem that LeBron is having right now, he said he's having trouble finding the moment to take over and to defer. I think that comes with playing with so much youth, but also he realizes that no matter what team he's on, they're the best version of themselves playing everything through LeBron. And right now he's trying to play more off the ball. So he's just trying to figure out, when do I take over and go back to my old self and give you the best LeBron? And also, how can we help develop this young core and you know what I'm saying, let them pick their spots? He's having a real tough time with that. I think, obviously, at some point, he's just going to figure it out, and he's going to realize what's best is for him to take over, and he's going to start taking over a lot more.
Right, and speaking of the young core of the Lakers, let's talk Brandon Ingram. He's averaging 15.8 points per game, 2.3 assists, and just 3.6 rebounds. How come he has yet to take that next big step in the league, and why does he appear to be struggling to find a rhythm on this LeBron James-led team?
That's a good question. I think a lot of the numbers say that he and LeBron on the court at the same time, it doesn't mesh. They think it's a bad experiment. Right. They think maybe LeBron is hindering Ingram. From what I'm watching, I like the way Ingram has the mid-range pull-up, the mid-range fadeaway. The problem I see with Ingram is that he's just too slight in the frame. Right. You could say the same thing about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has him by about 3 inches, and he's a much more elite shooter. So I like what I see from Kevin Durant in that regard. Ingram likes to pick his spots in the low post and kind of post up and shoot right over the top of people because he's longer than most, and most people can't block his shot. Like I said, the problem is he's too slight in the frame, and I see a lot of times he's trying to pick his spots, and guys are just pushing him off of his spots. So until he puts on a good 30 or 40 pounds, I think we'll continue to see this inconsistency from him, and 15 to 18 points is probably the max you're going to get from that guy until he puts on a little more weight.
I agree, man. He was skinny in college. He's got to beef up. You've been in the league, what, 3 years now? It's time to put on some pounds. Time to put on some pounds. Leon West.
He put on some pounds. He just needs a little more. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good.
He put on some pounds. He probably just needs like 20 or 30 more, and then he should be good to go.
Exactly. Leon West on the program. Leon, we've seen the Toronto Raptors once again take charge of the Eastern Conference. The Greek Freak is the clear favorite, in my opinion, to be the new king of the East, and the Boston Celtics have slightly regressed. Philly is still in the mix. What do you make of the current landscape in the East? Go ahead.
What I like is that we have We have some parity, the level of parity that we haven't seen in the Eastern Conference in 8 years. We always knew for the most part that LeBron was going to take it in previous years. This year we got parity. I think Toronto could win it. Boston, if they figure it out, could win it. And I thought Philadelphia was better off with shooters. What I'm seeing right now is Philadelphia has a closer. If you go back and watch the Boston-Philadelphia series last year, when they got down 3-1, they had an opportunity in that series in every game. They could have very easily been up 3-1 with a closer like Jimmy Butler. So I like what Philadelphia did. like you said, the Greek Freak is the Greek Freak. But right now, Toronto should be the favorite. They're clearly better than everybody else in the Eastern Conference. Might be the best team in the NBA outside of the Warriors once the Warriors are healthy. I like Kawhi Leonard. They have so much length and defense. Siakam coming off the bench. Obviously, you got starters. You got Ibaka. You got Valanciunas. You have Kawhi Leonard. You got Danny Green. So much defense, and those guys are playing. And I think Kawhi Leonard's out to prove a lot of guys wrong. The problem that I have is with the Lakers fans who didn't think all of these young guys were worth Kawhi Leonard. I bet they're shooting themselves in the foot about that now.
Probably. You're exactly right on that one, man. Transitioning to the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets appear to be positioning themselves as the most complete team in the West. While the Golden State Warriors and the Utah Jazz have taken a step back, this doesn't look like the Western Conference that we have been accustomed to over the last several seasons. Who is the front runner to win this conference, and how do the Warriors and Jazz get back to playing their brand of basketball?
The Warriors are simple. It's getting healthy. That's simply put. I think Utah, I think last year they shocked a lot of people. I don't think they're shocking anybody, and I think that shock value has a lot to do with it. It's kind of like the Cleveland Browns. You go into the building expecting to just blow them out, and then all of a sudden they're better than what you expected.
Right.
And so last year I think that's what happened with Utah. This year, not so much. And also in the Western Conference, it's the same exact Western Conference that we're used to outside of Golden State having injuries. But the Western Conference has always been scrapped top to bottom. The difference
exactly.
This year is everybody is playing equal. If you look at it, the top 14 teams, listen, the top 14 teams are within 5 games of first place. I know it's early, but that's crazy to think about. The top, the seventh, I want to say, I don't have the standings right in front of me, but I want to say it's about 12 teams that are vying for at least the top 4 spots and within 2 games of that. So it's not as bad as everybody's making it out to be. It's just everybody's more equal, especially with Golden State having turmoil and injury problems.
Right. We mentioned the Warriors' struggles and how this team looks so much different without Steph Curry's services. Do you see the Warriors' core four coming back for another run in 2019, or are we witnessing the end of a dynasty in the Bay?
We're definitely witnessing the end. I don't think Kevin Durant is going to get over what Draymond Green said to him, as no man should.
No.
But also, not only that, Golden State will have to pay so much in luxury tax penalties next season. I think if they win a championship this year, you got to look at it. 5 years, you've been to the finals 4 times. Or 5 years, you've been to the finals 5 times, and you win 4 of them.
Right.
I mean, at that point, you could try to keep it going, but you're just tired of seeing each other. If you really think about it, at a minimum, they're playing an extra 16 games per season.
Right.
So over 5 years, we'll just give or take, we'll average it out and say they play 22 over 5 years. That's 100 extra games. They've played an extra season compared to everybody else. They're just tired of each other. It happens. It happens to the best of the dynasties that we've seen in NBA history, and it won't change with Golden State.
All fair points. Last but certainly not least, I've got to chop it up with you about some Browns football. They fall to the Houston Texans on Sunday with Baker Mayfield struggling greatly in the first half. However, you've got to like what you've seen from Baker over the course of this season. They added a lot of solid pieces in the offseason to complement their recent success in the draft. Are the Cleveland Browns the next in line to make a big splash in 2019?
Yes, I would say that. He struggled enough in the first half, and in the second half, he came back and played great. 19 of 23, 294 and a touchdown. And that's discounting the garbage time stats that he got towards the end of the game.
Right.
So he came back and he started making better decisions. He wasn't as antsy. What I will say is the same thing that the players have been saying. This final wild card spot right now is led by Baltimore, 7-5. Everybody else behind that is 6-6 or 5-7. So in my mind, that final wild card spot will be won at 9-7-ish. If the Browns went out with a very winnable schedule with Denver, Baltimore, Carolina, and Cincinnati, all of those teams are capable of beating the Browns, but the Browns are also capable of beating those teams. I wouldn't give up on the 2018 season. I would not give up on the Browns just yet. They're Carolina next week at home. They're reeling. The following week, Denver, and it's a primetime game, which Baker Mayfield plays his best in the primetime.
Right.
Following week after that, you're at home again, and then you end the season with Baltimore. Don't be surprised if Cleveland wins the next 3, and then they're playing Baltimore for that final wild card spot in week 17.
All right, we'll hold you to it, Leon. Go ahead and plug your social media for us one last time.
once again, man, you can find me on Facebook, Rapid Fire with Leon West. Find me on Instagram, Leon Devon Sports. You can find the podcast on SoundCloud, The Leon West Show. The Leon West Show on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes.
Leon West, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Hooligan Hour podcast. He did a fantastic job. You're going to hear more from Leon West as we go through the 2018-2019 NBA season. We'll also have him on to talk some football, whether that be college or professional related. We'll have him on for MMA talk, soccer, you name it. We'll have it all for you right here on the Hooligan Hour podcast. We are going to get out to a quick break. When we come back, we will talk some Joe Rogan. We'll also talk some politics and pro wrestling. Stay tuned.
Good to be here. Feel that? People are way more sensitive now. This is a new time for jokes, too, because like everything I say on this Netflix special is going to get me in trouble.
Just shut the fuck up while I lick my dick.
You don't have the time to think up. We all have friends that are vegans that also have cats. And you're like, so why are you a vegan again? Well, I just don't think it's our right to decide that an animal should live or die. And then they open up a fat can of murder and give it to that little psychopath that they live with. You'd go back in time to Thomas Jefferson and bring him to 2018.
That's good stuff.
The first question would be, you guys didn't write any new shit.
All right, hooligans, you just heard the trailer for Joe Rogan's new Netflix special titled Strange Times, which we're going to talk about now with Hungover Johnny.
Yeah.
You were cracking up a little bit during that trailer.
Yeah, well,
the vegan stuff, it's a good point.
The vegan stuff was
fun. You can't deny that.
I like the vegan stuff.
Yeah. So for those of you that have not checked out Joe Rogan's newest Netflix special, I highly recommend it. We're going to talk a little bit in depth about it. Just to give you a quick rundown, he talks about the 2016 election of President Donald Trump, and the climate currently with politics. He also talks the return of Jesus Christ via a true story about a stabbing incident, as well as the hypersensitive nature of society in 2018, and my personal favorite bit, which you just heard a little bit of, vegans and their contradictions. But, Johnny, I want to ask you what you thought about it.
Joe Rogan is a loud dude.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, so you told me about this pro wrestling bit, and, you know, you said you wanted to talk about it on the show, and I was like, okay, so I'm just going to scroll through and find this pro wrestling bit and, you know, see what he says. But that was the only part that I could listen to because it was like 11 at night. And
yeah,
this dude, Joe Rogan, he's a good UFC commentator. And the reason he's such a good UFC commentator is because he yells all the time. Like it was literally just an hour of Joe Rogan yelling. And there's only so much that I can take of Joe Rogan yelling. There's only so much, you know, even right now, there's only so much that I can take of Brock Baker yelling. There's only so much that I can take of anybody yelling, you know.
You watch it, young man.
I know, but my head hurts.
I know you turned 21, but
yeah, my head hurts, okay? But yeah, Joe Rogan is just very loud, you know, and I like comics who can, you know, use their tone differently for different jokes.
Yeah,
you know,
I can agree with that.
It just seemed like the whole time Joe Rogan's volume was at a 10, and then it may have dipped to like a 9 3/4, and then it went to 12, and then it went to 10, and then it went to 15, and then it went back to 10. You know, so like there wasn't a moment where he just like lowered his voice.
Right.
It was just really loud, and so I could only listen to the pro wrestling bit, and then I was just like, you know what, I'm not going to sit here and listen to this. This is just, I am way too tired for this. I don't want to listen to him yell.
And maybe that had a factor into it.
Maybe.
But he did yell a lot. I mean, I'm pretty sure 98% of the stand-up was him yelling.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how the dude made it through all of that, because he's like 50 now. Is how did he not? Really? Yeah, how did he not pass out? Is what I want to know.
He does look like old.
Yeah,
he looks real old.
I mean, physically, he's still in pretty good shape.
Yeah,
but still, if you're 50, you're 50. Yeah, I don't care how good a shape
he doesn't have the Fear Factor face. You know,
no.
Like I remember what he looked like on Fear Factor. All those, yes, I'm old enough to know what Fear Factor is. But
congrats.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks totally different. I was like, whoa, mostly because, you know, you don't really see him on the UFC shows.
Yeah.
You just hear his voice. And I was like, oh my God, that's what Joe Rogan looks like now.
Yeah, huh. Man.
Okay. Well, that's
it's real life that, you know, so you're going to fall asleep and you're going to wake up here pretty soon. You're going to be 51.
Oh,
so let that sink in.
No, I'm not skipping 30 years, man. That's the prime of my life, dude.
Yeah, I don't mean literally, Johnny.
Okay.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. Jeez. Hey, man.
But have you checked out Joe Rogan's podcast?
I've listened to, like, you know, a couple episodes here and there. The length is really long.
Yeah, the really long episodes, but I feel like they're pretty, it's quality.
The YouTube
for the
clip,
most part.
The YouTube clips they post are usually enough for me. I've seen the one that he had with DDP.
Okay.
I saw the one that he had with, or no, Brendan Schaub used to be his co-host, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw like a few clips here and there where him and Brendan Schaub did some stuff. And, you know, just here and there, like, so, you know, some of my
friends.
I feel
like the YouTube clips are his bread and butter,
yep.
You know, because you don't have to listen to the whole 3 hours. You just get like the good stuff,
yep.
You know? But yeah, man, I enjoyed it. I appreciate the majority of the stand up.
Yeah.
However, it was pretty vulgar, man.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider myself, you know, so I curse a lot.
Yeah.
Anyone that knows me knows that. I cannot go 3 sentences unless I'm on this podcast without using the F word in some form.
Yes.
But man, like some of the jokes were just way, way too much.
You even heard it in the trailer.
Yeah.
It was just like, ugh.
Yeah, man.
God.
But I wanted to get your opinions about one specific joke.
Uh-huh. Also, before we go into this, new favorite comics, Tom Segura, and I started getting into Dave Chappelle's stand-up.
Okay.
Quality, both of them.
Tom Segura. I love Dave Chappelle. I need to check out that Tom Segura special.
Tom Segura might be my new favorite comic, just because he's so dry, and he makes so much sense. And I like that.
He really does.
And then Dave Chappelle is just, he's out of this world, like, smart. And he's smart, and he's intelligent, and he, like, makes you think about stuff while you're laughing, and you're like, oh, my God.
I feel like had he never taken his hiatus at the height of the Chappelle Show, the way Kevin Hart is positioned in Hollywood now, that would have been Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get it. As someone that has multiple things that I'm juggling constantly, I can understand what drove him to be like, hey, I need a break, you know? I'm going to go away for a little while.
We could do an entire episode about just his last stand-up special.
We should.
There's literally,
we'll
like,
do it in 2019.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I need to check out the Tom Segura special.
Well,
and we need to talk about that.
I'm going to hold you to it, Brock.
Please do. Please
all
do. Right. But let's get to this pro wrestling joke. I'm going to let our listeners hear it, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
You like that? Yeah. It happens sometimes. Yeah.
But today, anybody can express opinions. I've gotten death threats for shit I don't even remember saying. Like, I did a podcast with Tony Hinchcliffe, and apparently I said I thought pro wrestling was gay. I don't even remember saying it. But I got off the podcast, and I checked my Twitter, and the fucking hurricane of misspelled hate messages that came my way. I was like, ah! What have I done? I didn't even mean what I said. It was just a funny thing to say in that moment, because he's so into it. I'm like, it's gay. It's funny to say. No, it's not ever funny to say. Well, you don't hang out with my friends, so I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Well, you're a homophobic piece of shit. I wouldn't hang out with your friends. That's not true. Here's where you're wrong. Because people will tell you that you shouldn't say something's gay. But I love gay people. I have no problem with gay people. I'm happy they're a real thing. I really am. I like it. Mix it up. Who gives a shit? So So if you don't like me calling things gay, then what word would you like me to use to describe gay shit?
He's got a fair point there.
What are we doing here, man? There's certain noises we can't make with our face anymore. You know, I think the same fucking thing, right? Gay's not negative, it's just gay, okay? There's certain things that are gay that have nothing to do with men having sex with each other. Like musicals, right? No one knows why. They're just gay.
That popped me the first time I heard it.
Men wearing pearls, gay as fuck.
Yeah.
It's not a negative. And I don't really hate pro wrestling. I was just talking shit. Like, when I was a kid, I loved Jimmy the Superfly, Snuka, and Bob Backlund, and Hulk Hogan, and I loved The Rock. I'd go to his Twitter page every day for inspiration. And who's not a fan of Ric Flair? Woo! We didn't rehearse that. You knew what to do. That man has an exuberant noise attached to his name. That's one of the most American things of all time.
Yep. Really is.
I was just talking shit. That's all it was. So Tony goes, listen, if you just watch pro wrestling with me, you'll love it. And you'll become a fan. I'm like, all right, dude.
That's mistake number one, man.
Turn it on.
Yeah.
He turns it on. I see a guy with shaved legs, wearing Speedos, with knee-high leather boots on. And he's holding another guy down. But not really. The guy's like, oh, I can't even get up. And the guy he's holding down is wearing a leather mask. I'm like, what the fuck, Tony? Have you watched this with a critical eye?
And we can just stop it there. You get the point, hooligans.
Yeah.
What did you think about it, Johnny? Your first initial, I mean, you have heard this joke prior to the recording of this podcast, but hearing it back, first thoughts.
I thought it was funny. Like, you know, wrestling's not serious. It's literally, like he said it, there's men with shaved legs in Speedo-like tights that roll around with each other without shirts.
Yeah.
Like, just thinking about this, it's like, yeah, it is kind of gay. And to a degree, I know it's real fighting, but MMA is kind of gay too, you know?
Yeah,
it's
totally
just
agree.
They're really rolling around with each other, right? but like, you know, it's, dude, if someone could get offended by this, it's just like, you know, come on. You got to know what you're watching. Like, wrestling shouldn't be taken that seriously.
No.
You know, because it is weird. There's guys in underwear or spandex fighting for a made-up belt that they can't wear out in public. It doesn't fit through any belt loop. Like, you know, it's just, it's weird, but hey, it's fun. Like, you know, that's why we do it. We enjoy it.
Yeah.
We don't enjoy, you know, I don't necessarily.
I enjoy the money, too.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think we enjoy, like, rolling around with each other with our shirts off. I think we enjoy everything else that comes with wrestling, but, you know, it's just, when you think about it, yeah, okay, this was really funny. Like, I mean, it makes total sense, too.
Yeah, I don't see how anyone could possibly be that offended by someone saying, hey, pro wrestling's gay. I used to be that guy. I'd get offended, right?
Yeah.
Especially like when I was brand new in the business. And then people's trump card was always, hey, well, I'm sorry, I don't want to see two sweaty dudes rolling around in tight, you know, spandex panties and doing stunts and stuff. I actually had a guy call it a stunt the other day, and I was just pulling his leg. I replied to him and just, you know, being a dick. But I didn't really take any, you know, real offense to it. They got a point. It is a little homosexual. But what's wrong with being homosexual? We're almost in 2019, guys. I don't give a damn if you're gay, straight, black, white, purple, blue. It could mean, I can't say the F word anymore because we're not doing that. It could mean dick to me. I'll just say dick.
Yeah,
is that okay?
Right.
Yeah. And that was kind of inappropriate because we're talking about homosexuality. But
hey.
Hey, but you know, it's not a big deal. It's a joke, guys. I don't think he went too vulgar with it.
No,
it was a little much. Dude, trust me, there's way worse than that in that special. Just, way worse.
Like the nature of the joke, yeah, it's fine. And I mean, he's had like wrestlers on his podcast and whatnot, and it's like, you know, I'm sure he doesn't think anything like he seems to do on his stand-ups.
No.
Nobody does. No comedian, no actor, no wrestler. Anything you see in front of a camera is not the entire story. Kayfabe is a real thing, and it's not just in wrestling, it's in everything. Mm-hmm. It's in politics, it's in entertainment, it's in music, movies, all of that stuff. There's always a barrier that people have. And I'm getting really philosophical off of a Joe Rogan stand-up. Maybe this is just me being hungover and whatnot, but there's always a barrier.
Possibly.
There's always a barrier that people keep up to where you don't know exactly what they're thinking when they say something or do something. There's always another side of their own story. There's the side that they portray and the side that they let you see, but there's also the side that they keep close to their chest, they keep close to their heart, and they don't let anybody else see it because it might ruin what they're projecting.
Yeah, it's the same thing with wrestling. You know, the characters that we project in wrestling are not necessarily who we are as everyday human beings. Yeah. You know, I'm the Cash Money Hooligan. Does that mean I'm out, you know, busting caps and people and collecting money and all that in real life? No.
Does it, Brock? Does it?
Maybe, but you know.
Does it?
No.
Do I need to be scared?
No, you don't.
Okay.
You're good. I'll let you know if someone's, you know, because you're affiliated with me, I'll let you know if we have some issues.
All right.
As of this recording, you don't have any. Excuse me, Johnny. Was I a little too loud for you? I'm sorry.
I'm struggling over there.
Honestly, I think that pro wrestling fans are probably more offended by that comment than actual homosexuals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure they get the joke. But pro wrestling fans, man, no offense. Some of y'all need to chill.
Relax. Man.
It's all in good fun, man. It's a joke. It's entertainment. You know, if you ever listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, I'm sure you would walk away with it understanding that this dude is a very progressive guy. He didn't mean anything by the joke. It's just a joke. Laugh a little bit.
That's like people getting mad at someone making fun of Harry Potter.
Exactly.
It's like Harry Potter's not real.
Shout out Jennifer Garcia, but rookie Jen, whatever.
Jenna Lynn.
Calls herself Jenna Lynn. There we go.
No, I mean, dude, Harry Potter's fake. Wrestling's kind of fake too. You know, I don't know. It's just like, there's no reason for someone to get mad over something like this. And if you did get mad, well, maybe you need to do some soul searching. Wonder why you got so dang mad.
You need to get your priorities in check.
You need to get yourself.
You clearly are not busy enough. You don't have, or you have too much time on your hands to be offended by everything.
Chickity, chickity, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yes.
But since we're talking some professional wrestling, Johnny, I kind of wanted to talk about politics.
Oh, I hate politics.
I mean, yeah, but like in the wrestling world, it's a little bit different, you know? Because this is more of a personal thing since we both are professional wrestlers. So I'll just start off with you, Johnny. What are some problems you faced? How do you deal with it? Personal experiences that you may want to divulge on this podcast? Hit me with it.
Personally, I think it's just a matter of waiting. You know, like there's a lot of like, oh, you know, you hear the term paying your dues.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes it seems like paying your dues is just a mask for people to use like your situation as a way to get things out of you.
Yeah.
You know, and I get, you know, paying dues is a part of any real like profession, and you have to like take time and you have to learn and you have to do all this stuff.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, man, like there's no reason to hold somebody back
because, oh, they're still fresh, or they're
you
still
just made
new,
one of my points,
or
yeah.
they're still like, you know, developing. Like, if they have something, man, let them show it, you know.
Right.
That's really the main thing. I don't like the, oh, well, this is part of paying your dues.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, there's a fine line. There's a fine line between something that I know is paying dues and something that feels like, you know, that's just extra that you're getting. You
right.
know, that's just,
yeah.
like, I could go somewhere else, or I could, you know, go to X place instead of Y place, and they won't make me do that, but I'll still pay my dues there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, like, there's, you know, I don't want to, like, say this and then people start asking, like, oh, well, what are you talking about? There's nothing in particular, nothing, you know, specific.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just, you know, in general, like, you see kind of, like, people start to say, oh, well, this is all part of, you know, the business. No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah. There's some things that have nothing to do with wrestling, but
exactly.
people will mask it and say, oh, well, this is paying your dues. No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not, man. Paying my dues is things like helping set up the ring, things like staying till the main event, things like, you know, asking the guys who are in the main event, you know, like if they need anything for the match, like helping the show.
Exactly.
Helping
yeah.
the guys in the locker room. That's paying your dues. Being respectful. Being, you know.
Knowing your place.
Knowing your yeah. place. Shutting your mouth and listening. That's paying your dues, okay? Paying your dues is not like doing all of this extra shit for, you know, for free.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. Like, doing things that have nothing to do with wrestling and, you know, it doesn't get you any better. And it's like, why are you doing that?
Right.
You know, that just makes sense to me. Like, if I'm going to do something, I at least want something out of it, you know,
yeah.
because
you got to be, I've said it 1,000 times. You got to be a little bit selfish in this game.
Yeah.
It's a selfish business and that's just the way it is, but continue.
And that's, I mean, like, okay. So I'm trying really hard not to, like, you know,
do you have any personal experiences that you've had, you've been in the game, what, 2 years now, right?
About
almost 2 years?
A year and a half.
Okay. So yeah. a year and a half. So you're really fresh. You made, you know, you're making some waves.
Yeah.
But you're still very new to the game. I consider myself very new to the game and I've been in almost 3 years, you
yeah.
know? But has there been anything in particular, and you don't have to, you know, name names or anything like that, but is there anything in particular that you have experienced as it pertains to paying your dues in which you disagree?
Because
I've had a lot.
Yeah, so let's see. There's, like, volunteering for, you know, things, like I said earlier, that have nothing to do with wrestling. You know, it's just seeing stuff like that. You know, I'm not going to get any better because of it. None of us are going to get any better because of it. This is just something that apparently we have to do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, why are we doing this? And there's also, like, you know, going places and then not getting fair pay, as in, like, what you think you should get, or compare it. Like, you'll go to one of your buddies and be like, well, how much did you get? You know,
right.
And they'll get a little more than you. And it's like, well, come on. Like, I feel like I'm as good, if not better, than this person. Why
yeah.
are you paying them this
exactly.
and not paying me that also?
Exactly.
And, you know, I get that pay fluctuates from time to time places, but at the same time, it's like, treat me fairly.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really want to be that guy that asks for the world, because
yeah,
that guy is always toxic.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want a fair shake.
Exactly.
When this is wherever I go, this is wherever, you know, I choose to hang my hat in the future, or where I'm at now, or where I'll be in, you know, a couple of days or years or whatever. I just want to be treated fairly, you know.
Right.
I just want to be treated like, if you're going to treat me like this guy over here or this guy over here, and you feel like we're at the same level, treat me like you treat them.
Right.
And if that's shitty, then none of us should be there. If that's you treat this guy good, but you don't treat this guy good, and they're pretty much at the same level, why are you going to treat this guy and not this guy? And I get, man, like, dude, I totally get that when you're a wrestler, it's not your show. It's not your show. Yeah. Unless you start your own company. It's not your show. Mm-hmm. So the booker always has the final say. And I get that, you know, and I understand that. I'm totally cool with that. But at the same time, it's like, treat me how I feel like I should be treated, just as a person, you know? And that's really it. I don't really have any horrible politics stories. Okay. There'll be guys where it's like, you know, I see people get booked somewhere and I'm like, well, I'm better than them. Like, why are they getting booked there?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but
which just, sometimes you can't compare. I know it's really hard, 'cause I do it too. But I'm at the point now where I catch myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get worked up over something, I'm like, well, you know, I got to tone it back, because I used to let this really bother me and it's not getting me anywhere. You know, it's not doing anything to alleviate the situation for me, for my own personal benefit. So why be upset that somebody else is getting a booking that they probably shouldn't get?
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know?
And that's something that, Will Alday, shout out to Will Alday. He told me, he's like, you know, regardless of what's happening, don't let them see it, you know, because that goes for anywhere. If they see that you're not happy, or they see that, you know, you really don't want to be there, then why are they going to bring you back? Or why are they going to, you know, invest in you if you're not?
Yeah, if you're that's not a good point.
But at the same time, it's like, there's a fine line between like, yeah, okay, I'm not happy with where I'm at. You know, I'm okay. But at the same time, if I stay here, if I stay at this spot and I'm not happy there, I'm going to let somebody know about it, you know?
That, and I did not plan to talk about this on this podcast, really didn't.
Yeah.
But I, you know, we're talking about it, and several times in your points, it caught me, and it brought me back to my own personal situation.
Uh-huh.
So, and I don't need to name the company or anything like that. It doesn't matter. But, you know, I spent 2 years at a place and did a lot for that company. And I don't need a pat on the ass or anything like that. But, you know, if I'm going to do some stuff, I'm not just doing it because I just love you so much and I want to do it for you. Uh-huh. I'm doing it, one, because I do care. I do want to help your company. But it's also for my own personal gain, because I'm a very hard worker.
Yeah.
I've had some people question my work ethic throughout my wrestling career because they only see me at training or at a show. They don't see all of the stuff that I do behind the scenes. They don't see me helping three companies with their Instagram, with their Twitter, helping them build a following. They don't see me doing all of the things I do for this podcast. They don't see me responding to literally dozens and dozens and dozens of other workers who want help with promos or character development, or just, you know, want some tips to help them improve. And I don't do it as much now because I realize it's taking a lot of time out of my day and it's not helping me get better. But I've done all of those things and I got no credit for it, no respect. I've had people question me paying my dues specifically. You pretty much made all my points for me in regards to paying your dues. Paying your dues to me, and I do believe in them. I want to, you know, just let that be known right now. I do believe in paying your dues. But paying your dues is, to your point, setting up the ring, cleaning, helping other guys with their game, their in-ring game, or, you know, like I just mentioned, character development, promos, you know, doing things for the boys that came before you to a certain degree. Now, if you're wanting me to do your laundry and stuff, we got an issue. But as far as like, hey, man.
Unless that's like the culture. So like somewhere like, you know, the New Japan Dojo that, where they do
laundry. Yeah, and that's different. I'm talking about someone's personal laundry in terms of like, hey. This,
hold my pocket.
Yeah.
Hold my pocket.
I used to do that to people in the military, actually. I kind of want to tell a story about that in the future. I'm not going to do it on this episode, but we'll get to that at some point. But you know, you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
If a veteran, you know, like a main event level guy that's a veteran came before me, even a mid card guy or lower card guy, doesn't matter. Someone that came before me is like, hey man, do you mind getting me a bottle of water? Cool, I have no problem with that, man.
Yeah, it's a bottle of water,
yeah,
dude.
Like that stuff does not bother me. But when you're asking me to do X, Y, and Z that has nothing to do with pro wrestling, it has nothing to do with the business paying your dues and whatnot, that's not kosher, man. It's not. We need to get, that's the thing, man. We are so ingrained into this culture. It's kind of like baseball, how baseball has all these unwritten rules, unspoken rules, whatever yeah. you want to call it, where like, well, you can't do a bat flip. Well, why? Why can't I do that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you get the reference, but a few years ago, a baseball player in the playoffs hits a home run. He does a bat flip.
Oh, everyone, Jose Bautista.
Yeah, everyone loses their mind. It's the same thing with wrestling, dude. We have all these unwritten rules that we're supposed to follow and abide by, and I agree with most of them. I do agree with paying your dues, but, you know, ask me to give you the world just because I'm green or I'm a brand new, fresh, young talent, it's not cool.
And it's weird in wrestling, too, because, like, if you piss the wrong person off, man, you know.
Everything is so clicky, yeah. And that's one of my biggest issues, man. But, yeah, continue.
I don't like the clicks. I don't like, you know, like, oh, well, if you piss this guy off, then he's going to go here, and he's going to.
It's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, that to a degree, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got someone who's good at what they do, there shouldn't be like a, you know, I agree, like toxic people, like, yeah, you need to get rid of those.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but if there's a guy who's just like, he disagrees with somebody and then that person gets pissed and then they go to somebody and then, you know, chain of events and then that guy ultimately doesn't get a fair shake, that's stupid. You know,
one of my things too is, you mentioned earlier how, well, why treat these two guys a certain way when, I mean, realistically, we're on the same level, and I may, in fact, be better than that person or have more value, yet you pay them a certain way, you treat them a certain way. And to your other point, you know, at the end of the day, it's the promoter's company. Yeah. It's their money, and I get that. But, it does irk me, too, because... And I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I do feel like I have a certain level of value. And I've worked really hard to make it that way over the course of these 2.5, getting closer to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does irk me when a certain guy is treated a certain way just because they've been in the game longer than me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they may be a better in-ring worker than me. Who knows? But you know what? There's other things. There's other areas that I have more value in, or I bring more value to your company. And that gets overlooked a lot, man, just because of someone's tenure in the business.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. Quit looking at people for how long they've been in the business and start looking at them for their talent and their value. Because you got a lot of guys out there that aren't getting booked around the world like they should just because they don't know Tommy what the hell his name is, you know? They're not in... No. It's not anyone specific. I just came up with a name.
Okay.
You're looking at me weird over there, but not... you. Okay.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So that I probably should have used a random...
Should have used like Jack or something.
Jack, okay. So Jack, whatever the hell his name is a promoter or knows somebody or whatever. You get my point. You know.
I think at the end of the day, man, the saying goes, cream always rises to the top.
And it does.
And it does. And if you just work hard, you know, and you keep your nose to the grindstone, you keep, you know, pushing your heels, you stay low, you keep your feet moving... All of that good cliche stuff, things will work out okay. You know, things will be all right.
Know your people. Value your people. Don't just pick two or three guys that, you know, they're your buddies or you're cool with and make the focus, like, you know, make them the entire focus of your brand and what have you, or the opportunities that you bestow upon them, you know, because you're going to have people that have more value or work harder than said people not get those opportunities just for the simple fact that you're overlooking them based on how long they've been in the game or how well they brown nose, if that makes sense. And I hate to go there, but I'm just going to call it for what it is.
Yeah,
that's what it is, man. It's unfortunate, but that's the way of the land. I feel like we hit everything on that.
Yeah. You done?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, hey, man. Once you got rolling, I had to get my thoughts out, yeah, too.
Don't be an asshole. Don't be a bitch.
Where's live by? That, hey, that's another t-shirt right there.
Bro, I'm marking out these t-shirts, man. Left you are. And right. You man, are. We're going to... We're going to get a shop, and we're going to put all these t-shirts on there.
We are.
And we're
pro
gonna,
wrestling tees.
Yeah, and we're going to, you know, 2019. Sell these shirts like hotcakes, and then we're going to actually get some money from this show. Heck yeah. Yeah.
We're working on the sponsors still.
Oh,
shoot, we're getting
man.
A Patreon in 2019, so we'll have
we?
That. We're going to have our very first Instagram and Twitter pages.
What?
I don't want to do a Facebook page for the simple fact that no one really even pays attention to Facebook pages unless you're a huge brand or a huge name, so it's just not even worth my time. But how do you feel about Instagram and Twitter?
Go for it, man.
Cool. Yeah. We'll get on that. We're going to have pro wrestling tees. Have a shot.
My head's starting to hurt again, bro.
You're such a little bitch.
Hey, man.
God.
God.
Nut up, Johnny.
Ugh. I'm sorry that I had a good time, okay?
I'm yanking your chain.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you had I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad you enjoyed it because you only get one of them.
Dragged my ass into the spaceship so I could do this show when I should be at home, drinking like some Thermaflu or something because I'm sick as a dog. My head hurts. My eyes are throbbing.
Well, hey.
My nose is clogged up. My mouth
I'm getting
is
tired.
Just salivating because I'm so tired and I'm so hungry because I drank a lot.
I'm getting tired of it. Oh, so you admit to it now. Yeah, there you go. I'm getting tired of all this bitching, so we're going to get out to a quick break. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we will wrap this thing up so Johnny, hungover Johnny.
So Johnny can go to sleep.
Can hit the hay. Stay locked in.
Godly.
That concludes this week's edition of the Hooligan Hour podcast. But before we get out, we need to address something vital to our success. Check it out. If you have not already done so, please subscribe to this podcast. Do this. Just press that button on your iPhone or on iTunes if you're using an Apple product, and it will do a lot for increasing the visibility of the Hooligan Hour podcast. After you do that, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell anyone you can about the Hooligan Hour podcast, who we are, what we're doing, and why they should listen. If you do not have iTunes, take a deep breath and relax. It's gonna be okay. You can also find the pod on Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Pippa, and now thechairshot.com. That's right, we've expanded our brand to thechairshot.com website. It's phenomenal. It's fantastic.
I feel like I
make sure that you check it out.
I feel like I had a chair shot to the head.
You look like it too.
Yeah.
In episode 14, Johnny will have the day off, but your boy, the Cash Money Hooligan, will be aboard the Bobo UFO for a special State of the NFL edition of the Hooligan Hour podcast. Joining me on that episode will be our very own sports insider, Jake Turner.
Oh, thank God, Jake, to save the day, man. I'm
you need a day off.
I think I need a day off after this.
You do. Mm-hmm. Mr. Turner and I will talk about the first three quarters of the 2018 NFL season, as well as provide our thoughts and opinions on how things are shaping up heading into the playoffs. I'll also be joined by special guest Kiefer Bartek. He is an independent pro wrestler based out of Houston, Texas, and Booker T's Reality of Wrestling promotion. He has recently started his own promotion titled New Texas Pro Wrestling. Their next big show is in my hometown of Abilene, Texas, so I'm very much looking forward to that. As always, thank you for your continued support, Hooligans, but do not stop there. Get on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and engage with us. Let us know what you like about the podcast, what you would like to hear on the Hooligan Hour podcast going forward. And while you're at it, get my man a Gatorade. Do it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Do it now. Yeah, it would be.
Oh, man, a Gatorade.
Join us on December 10th for episode 14. That's December 10th, episode 14, and prepare your asses for takeoff.
Can I do this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. We are out.